Be'ez Hashem is Baruch Hu, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Avodas Kechov, the laws of idolatry, the Chukos Avodeho, and the statutes of those who serve it, in the Sefer Ma'ad, the Book of Knowledge, which we begin Perek Sheni, continuing the theme of the previous Perek regarding the fundamentals of Avodah Zarah, which in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding having thoughts of Kfirah, of heresy, and Megadif, about being a blasphemer, someone who curses God. As Rambam begins Halacha off regarding the prohibition first of straying and directing one's attention after idolatry. Ikar hatziva b'avodah zarah, the primary commandment regarding idolatry, is not to serve, not to worship any one of the creations, no matter how big or how small. Lo malach, not a malach, v'lo galgal, not a sphere, v'lo kochim, not a star or a planet, v'lo echad me'arba, you say it's not one of the four primary principles that the world matter is made from: fire, wind, water, or earth. V'lo echad me'kol nebro mehem, and not any one of the creatures that are crafted from one of those four primary elements. And even the one who's serving knows that Hashem is God. Now, the only reason why he's worshiping this creation is the way that Enosh and the people of his generation had initially done it, as we described in the previous parag. That's still considered as idolatry. This idea, is what the Torah has warned a person regarding. But Amran says, a pasuk in Devarim, lest you lift up your eyes to heaven, and you see the sun and the moon and the stars and the planets, that Hashem has separated for the nations. Claim, in other words, maybe you're going to wander with the eyes of your heart. You're going to see that these are the things that are conducting the world, all the elements in the world and the weather and everything, all from these spheres. And they are the ones that Hashem has divided for them for the whole world. To be living and to be existing, and to not to cease to exist. Which is how the world is. The conduct of the world is things are existing and non-existing. For time you're going to say, that's appropriate to bow down to them and to serve them because they remain forever. And it's regarding this topic that Hashem commands, and he says, a pasuk in the bottom, Hishamr lechem, safeguard for yourselves, pen yift levavchem, maybe your hearts are going to be seduced. Claim, in other words, shalei titu behir halev lavet elu, not to stray after the thoughts of your heart to serve these things, liyisarsur beinichem beinabeire, to be an intermediary between you and the Creator. No, there shouldn't be any of that. Halacha beis. Now, svarim rabim chibru ebikachavim avidasam. There are many books that were authored by the idolaters in their service. Heich ikra avodasa, what's the primary of its service? Uma maseho mishpatel, what are its actions? What are its laws? Tzivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem commanded us, shaloi likreis b'oisim esvam kol, not to read those books at all. V'lo in harba, not to think about them, v'lo b'dov medvurdeh, not any words of any of their words. V'afel listakel b'dmus tzur, not even to look at the form of the figure. Aser is forbidden, shnemak, says the pasuk in Reikra, al tifne lalilim, don't stray after, don't pay any attention to these idols. And regarding this, it says the pasuk in the Devarim, "Pentidresh l'lehim lema." Maybe you're going to seek to their gods, saying, "Echi avdu." How do they worship them? One should not ask regarding how it's served, how it is. Even if you're not serving it, that cause a person to start straying after that. To start doing like they're doing, says the pasuk, "And the Esa King Gamoni, and I will also do the same." Halacha Gimel. All these negative prohibitions that we mentioned in our parak up until this point, all these different prohibitions, they're all the same idea in the sense of that a person should not stray, should not direct his attention after idolatry. However, takes an interest after them, in the way that's going to cause him to do an action, he gets lashes for this prohibition. Now, the prohibition also not to direct one's attention after heresy and immorality. It's not only regarding idolatry, it's forbidden for one to empty out his thoughts after thinking about these things of idolatry. Rather, any such that caused a person to upper one of the primary principles of the Torah, we are forewarned not to pay attention to them, and not to remove our consciousness to those things, and to think about them, and to be drawn after the thoughts of our hearts. And the reason is, the intelligence of man is very narrow and limited. Not all types of intelligence could comprehend the truth in its clarity. But if every common man is going to go ahead and be drawn after the thoughts of his heart, he's going to destroy the world according to the limitations of his intelligence. How so? In other words, what are the types of thoughts that bring a person to uproot one of the primary principles of his faith? Is Pamim sometimes Yasser Achavitz Kacham? He's going to stray after idolatry. Sometimes he's going to think about the unity of the Creator. Shemahu, maybe he really is one. Shemaina, maybe he's not the only one. Malamala, what's above the world? Malamata, what's beneath the earth? Malafonim, what came before time? Malach, what's after time? Upon Manavu, sometimes he's going to think about prophecy. Shemi Emes, maybe it is true. Shemi Hein, maybe it's not true. Upon Matech, maybe sometimes he's going to think thoughts about the Torah. Shemi Min Hashemayim, maybe it really is from heaven. Shemi Hein, maybe it's not. Then he's not going to know the characteristics that these ideas are known by. Ashiyedu Emes Alburi, until he knows it, the truth based on its clarity. And he doesn't really know these things. Venimsa Yitzel Deminis comes out because of his limited intelligence, he's going to go out to be a heretic. And therefore, Valinyan Zeha his Hira Torah. So it's regarding this topic that the Torah warns. Venemban says regarding that apostle of Midbar, Veloy Susudu Achil of Avchem. Do not stray after your hearts of Achay Nechem and after your eyes, Asha Atim Zayn Machreim, that you go and you lust after them. Claim, in other words, Le Mashach Kol Echad Mechem, that you shouldn't have every single one of you drawn Achadai Tagatzai after his limited intelligence. Veidam, and he thinks, Shemach Shavta Masegis Emes, as if his thoughts has attained the truth. Chacham, this is what the sages say, Achil Avavchem, don't stray after your heart, Zuminis, that refers to heresy, that means to say someone who is not Bekeris, V'achayinechem, and after your eyes, Zuznus, this refers to lustful thoughts. Beloved Zen, this negative prohibition, Avpishu Goyim, Lo'odim, even though it caused a person, Lo'tordim, Noel Mabot, to chase him away from the world to come, in the Embe Malkus, ultimately it's a lav shame of ice, it doesn't have an action, and therefore there's no punishment of lashes. Halacha Daled continues with the severity of idolatry. Mitzvah of Tzikchum, the mitzvah of the prohibition of idolatry, connected the mitzvah kulin, he is equivalent to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Shalom, like it says in the passing Bamidbar, says v'chisishko, if you're going to make a mistake, v'lo yisasu es kol ha-mitzvah, you're not going to do all the mitzvahs, which may peyashim olam, from tradition they learned, the pasuk is referring to idolatry, that you could do one thing wrong, one error, and it's the equivalent of all the mitzvahs. So halamata, what you learn from this is, whoever admits to the concept of idolatry, meaning to an avodah zarah, he's denying the entire Torah of B'chol Nevi'im and all the prophets of B'chol Mashin and Stav Nevi'im and what all the prophets were commanded, all the way from Od Marishan, who's commanded regarding this idea, all the way to the end of the world. Shlomik says, "Apostle Amidbar, min hayoyim ashatziv Hashem b'cholo lo derezechem, the day Hashem commanded you and for all future generations is the concept of avodah zarah." B'chol ha'koyfe b'vetzikacham, whoever denies the truth of idolatry, meaning that he doesn't give them any power. He admits to the entire Torah of B'chol Nevi'im and to all the prophets of B'chol Mashin Stav Nevi'im Od Matzev Oyim and all that the prophets were commanded from the times of Adam till the end of the world. And it's the primary of all the mitzvahs is that there's no such other powers, no other deities. It's only Hashem Himself. Halachah regarding those who are rebellious Jews and don't practice the faith appropriately. So Yisrael Shavar is Gechavim, a Jew that serves idolatry. He's like a non-Jew, like an idol worshiper for all practice, for all halachas. He's not like a Jew that commits a sin that has a punishment of skila, which is the most severe type of sin, because even though he does it, he's still considered a Jew. Here, Mumal Abed Gechavim, when he's rebellious regarding idolatry, we consider him as rebellious to all the Torah, we consider him as an Abed Gechavim, meaning as a non-Jew. Also the Minim, which some say that there was a certain group that called themselves Maminim, the faithful ones. And Chazal truncated the word to Minim, not Maminim. And because they have many different types, which the word Min, according to some, the root of the word is actually in Arabic, which actually meant the false ones. Be that as it may, these Minim, Inim ki Yisrael l'dav min advar, they're not like a Jew for anything of what it has to do. And we don't accept him fully to repent ever. Shemak says the pasuk Mishlei, "Kol bo'eha lo yishuv." All those who come to it will not come back. They'll never attain the path of life. Now, v'aminim, who are these minim? Himatarim achamach shavas libam. They're the ones who stray after the thoughts of their hearts, besichlus bedvarm shemanu, with the foolishness of the words that we spoke about. Until it comes out that they violate the basics of the Torah, lahachis, to anger God, b'shat b'nefesh, with this deliberateness, b'yadrama, with a brazenness. And they say, shem b'zav, and that there's no sin over here. You're not allowed to speak with them, and to respond to them at all. Shalom says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, "Bal tikkur v'pesach beisa, don't come near to the opening of her house." And the thoughts of an apikarius, which therefore has relevance if he's ever slaughtering an animal or he's ever writing a Torah, we automatically assume it's l'avodah zarah for idolatry. Halacha vav, regarding a related personality, that of the megadeth. Whoever admits as if idolatry is true, even though he didn't serve it, he is blaspheming and he's disgracing the awesome and honorable name of Hashem. And the Echad Rabbi David's Kachavman, and therefore the same one that there is regarding idolatry, the Echad Rabbi Hashem, the same thing is regarding someone who curses Hashem. Kashlimba says a pasuk in Bamidbar, it says, "Vanefesh Hashatas Biyad Rama," the person that's going to do it with outstretched hand, who is going to be brazen in his actions. When the Ezrach and Agir from the resident and from the convert, as Hashem who Magadiv, he curses Hashem. So you see that we're comparing the one who's doing to the one who's cursing. And the Fikach Toilim Abid Abid Kachavman, therefore, excuse me. Therefore, we compare the two of them. We hang after we stone. We hang the one who commits, who does idolatry. Just like we hang, which the Torah tells us, the one who curses God. Since the pasuk is comparing them, and they're both the same thing. They're both like blasphemy towards God. And ushneim niskalim. So they're both stoned, and they both hang them afterwards. Therefore, I included the laws of Magadiv, which seemingly is a different prohibition, that of cursing God, in the halachas of idolatry, which is over here. Because they're both denying the primary principle of Hashem, which is either by committing idolatry, which is disgracing God, or by cursing, which is also the same thing. Halacha Zayin. So, Ve'elohim dinei Magadiv. So, what are the laws of the Magadiv, which, like we said, we segued into now? So, ein magadav chayv skilo, the one who curses is not liable for the death penalty being stoned, at sheyefodesh as Hashem hamayuchad, until he specifies the distinct name of Hashem, shel arbo esis, of the four letters, shehu, which are what's called adnos, which is aleph, dalas, nun, yud, which we know is adoy, and then noy. So that four-letter name, he enunciates it, v'yivarech esai, which is euphemistically blessing, which means cursing. He curses that name. B'shem and Hashem Hashem M'chakum, one of God's names that are not erased, which there are seven of those names. Shnamek says in the pasuk in Megikar, v'noikiv Shem Hashem, that he curses, he specifies God's name, which al Shem HaMiyuchad Chayv Skila. So it's for God's distinct name that if one would do this, curse with one of the seven names that are not erased, curses God's four-letter name, then he's Chayv Skila, he's liable for death penalty being stoned. V'al Sharkinum, now regarding all other of the descriptive names of Hashem, is Bahazara, is with just a negative prohibition. There are those who, says Ram, that explain, Shein HaChayiv, that actually is not liable for Skila, Ela Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is God's ineffable full name, which we don't even pronounce that, ever. V'anilim, it says Ram, Shal Shneim Uneskel, no, it's on both that he gets Skila, for the four-letter name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Shem Havaya, and also for the four-letter name that we do pronounce of Adnos, of Adoy, then the Noi. That's the both of them Rambam holds you get skila for. Halacha chas. As far as Magadav Minayim, the source of the prohibition of giduf, of cursing, where is that? Shem, because says the pasuk in Shemais, Elohim leisekal, which actually doesn't actually mean Elohim. It is Elohim, meaning the judges, one shouldn't curse, but then sekal b'chayim, we learn out to Hashem, not to curse. Now, b'chol yem yom, so every single day, b'aytkim esa edim, they would inspect the witnesses who had testified that someone did curse God's name, which the witnesses have to say what they heard so they could prosecute, they would say bikinuyim, with some type of a description, because we don't want them to have to mention every single time God's name when a curse, and also maybe he's going to actually be vindicated and it's going to come out all that was in vain. So it's like Yaka Yesi Yesi Yesi, instead of saying that the four-letter name of God, we use some other four-letter name, that Yaka Hashem Es Hashem, that God should destroy Hashem, like a cursing Hashem with Hashem's own name, like we said before, we use the word Yaisi, Yaka Yaisi is Yaisi. But Nigmar HaDin, once the court case has been finished, it's at the end, then Matzinas Kolab Mechutz, we take everyone out that they shouldn't hear what's about to be said. But Shoyl Mesagol V'Shaba'edim, we ask the bigger one of the witnesses, they tell him, Emma Masha Shemata Beferish, now you have to say explicitly what you heard. Boimini says that what the guy said, the curse of Hashem cursing Hashem, he says it out. The judges stand on their feet, they tear their garments because of hearing this. They don't mend it. The second witness says, Afani Kamoisi Shemati, he doesn't say it again. He says, I also heard exactly like him. There were many witnesses, every single one of them has to say that I also heard the same way. And that will be the conclusion of the court case. Halacha test. Now, Magadav Shechazav Betechid Edibib. If someone blasphemes, he curses God, but he retracts with the amount of time to say Shom Alecha Rebbe, in the klum, it's nothing. So although generally in halacha one could retract, that's not the case over here. Like even shagidv be'edim, once he curses with witnesses, niskal he gets stoned. Mishagidv is Hashem b'shem avodas kachavim. If someone curses Hashem with not with one of God's seven names that are not erased, but rather in the name of an idol, kanam pagim bay. So the zealous ones, they could go ahead and encounter him. Pagim bay saying they kill him. But v'mloy haruga kanon. But if the zealous ones don't kill him, uvala vezin, he comes to court, and in this court doesn't get stoned, atchi yivarech b'shem and Hashem esam until he's, so to speak, blesses, curses, with one of God's distinct names. Halach yod, kol ha-shemeya birchas Hashem, whoever hears someone cursing Hashem, chayv l'krei has to tear his garment. V'afilo birchas ha-kinuyim chayv l'krei, and even for the curse with one of God's other descriptive names, he has to go ahead and tear his garment. So for example, rachum machanan, which those are besides the seven distinct names that we mentioned before, even there he has to tear his garment. But that, that's if he hears it from a Jew who's cursing. Now, Echad HaShemeah, and this applies to whether one who hears it directly, Echad HaShemeah Mipi HaShemeah, or someone's hearing from someone who heard, Chayav L'Krei has to tear his garment. But if someone hears from my idol worshiper, Ein Chayav L'Krei doesn't have to tear his garment. Which is brought down Yeshaya that they did tear their garments. That's Elab Neshe Rav Shoki, who had been Megadav, who cursed HaYisrael Mumer, was a renegade Jew, so it was coming from a Jew. Kala Eidim, all the witnesses, Vadayon, and the judges, Saymich Mesidim, they lean their hands, Echad Echad, one by one at a time, Al Resha Megadav on the head of the blasphemer, and they tell him, Damcha Bereshcha, your blood is on your head, Shat Geram Talach, because you caused it for yourself. And ve'emachal arugi bezdin, you don't have any of those who are executed by the courts, misha saimchem alav, that have this, that they lean their hands on him. Elam gadav avad, it's only by the blasphemer, Shemak, it says in the Pasuk of Yikra, v'samcho kal ha'shoyim mesideim al roshoy, that all those who heard, they lean their hands on his head, on the head of the one who curses, which was mentioned there in the beginning of the Pasuk.